From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia, Malaysia agree to fight discrimination against palm oil. Minister details Indonesian government social programs at IOC Forum. And now the news in details. The first news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called for Malaysia to enhance collaboration to fight what he called discrimination against their country's palm oil products following the new European Union law that threatens commodity exports. This year, EU bloc passed a law banning imports of commodities linked to deforestation. This is expected to hurt the two countries' palm oil industry. Indonesia and Malaysia are the world's two largest producers and exporters of palm oil, a commodity used in everything from lipstick to pizza. In a joint statement, the two leaders pledged to cooperate closely to address the EU's highly detrimental discriminatory measures against palm oil. They emphasized that the EU needs to promptly work towards a fair and equitable resolution. The next news. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Tri Risma Harani has highlighted the attempts of the Indonesian government to handle social issues at the ministerial conference of the Organizations of Islamic Cooperation in Cairo, Egypt. She stated that her staff regularly improved the integrated social welfare data by collecting details data on the beneficiary families of the Social Affairs Ministry, social protection and security programs to expedite the alleviation of poverty, as quoted from a statement on Thursday. Furthermore, the data is also used to determine the fund's assistance recipients of the National Health Insurance Program. In addition, the ministry provided business assistance and entrepreneurial capacity building training on culinary, handicrafts, goods and services, agriculture, and plantation sector called the Nusantara Economic Heroes Program to increase the economic capacity of impoverished people. Next news, ASEAN will hold its first ever joint military exercise in the South China Sea. Its chair Indonesia on Thursday, the latest multilateral security drills at a time of rising tension of uncertainty in the region. The decision was taken at a meeting of military commanders of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Bali, which will host the exercise in the North Natuna Sea. the southernmost water of the South China Sea, Indonesian military commander Admiral Yudo Margono told state-run news agency Antara the exercise would be in September and would not include any combat operations training. The purpose, Yudo said, was strengthening ASEAN centrality. The next news. The Indonesian embassy in Abu Dhabi is holding the Indonesian UAE Dynamic Week 2023 on June 5th until 15th to facilitate trade investment and manpower recruitment mission as well to boost economic cooperation between both nations. Ambassador of Indonesia to the United Arab Emirates, Husin Bagis, stated that during these 2 weeks in Jakarta, the Indonesian embassy in Abu Dhabi will facilitate various interests in trade, investment, employment, and the economy. Moreover, he remarked that the Indonesian embassy will also facilitate the Dubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry meeting with several key companies in Indonesia. Dubai International Chamber, one of the three chambers operating under Dubai Chambers, has inaugurated a new international representative's office in Jakarta, Indonesia on Tuesday. According to Ambassador Bagis, Dubai Chamber representative's office is expected to contribute positively to increasing economic cooperation between the two countries, especially in trade and investment. The next news. Secretary General of Association of Southeast Asian Nation, Kau Kim Harn, has highlighted the importance of sharing information and intelligence data to combat cybercrimes, especially human trafficking crimes involving the misuse of technology. Harn said in a special interview with Antara at the ASEAN Secretariat here on Thursday that technology has many benefits. However, technology can also be misused to take advantage of people to engage in illegal activity, such as human trafficking, which is increasingly common in ASEAN member countries. Therefore, he also said that such cybercrimes must be fought through integrated cooperation, especially among law enforcement agencies in ASEAN member countries. In this effort, he considered it necessary to take steps to share information, share intelligence, share those perspectives and experience among member countries to effectively fight these crimes. The next news. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation expressed its appreciation and gratitude to Saudi Arabia for its continued support for women's empowerment and generous patronage that enables the OIC to carry out its work in all fields to the fullest. The Saudi press agency reported on Thursday. The comments were made by Tariq Ali Bakit, Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian, Social and Cultural Affairs, on behalf of the head of the organization, Hussein Ibrahim Taha, during a high-level session of the Women Development Organization in the OIC member states in Cairo. He praised the offer made by the kingdom to host an international conference on women's rights in Islam, in coordination with the OIC with the aim of clarifying the rights and responsibilities guaranteed to them, especially the right to education and work. In accordance with the teaching of Islam, he stressed that the OIC harnesses all its capabilities to support the WWO to achieve its desired goals, praising the efforts of the team for the goals they set to empower women in the Arab and Islamic world. And the final news. Allies around the world have promised to increase their help to Canada in its fight against hundreds of blazes that have swept through the country in its worst ever start to wildfire season. Forest fires that have gathered strength over the last month have forced tens of thousands of people from their homes and sent a smoky haze billowing over a large swath of the United States. The fire have impacted mining operations in Canada and disrupted flights in the United States. Although wildfires are common in Canada, it is unusual for blazes to be burning simultaneously in the east and west, stretching firefighting resources, forcing the government to send the military to help, and fueling concerns about the worsening consequences of climate change. The U.S. has sent hundreds of firefighters to Canada over the past few weeks and has said more help is on the way. President Joe Biden, in a statement on Thursday, said he has directed his administration to respond promptly to requests for additional firefighters and fire suppression assets. And that was Newsline.
Today's commentary is on the breaking of the Kakhovka Dam and compliance with international humanitarian law. The Kakhovka Dam, which is located in southern Ukraine, exploded on Tuesday, June 6. Water from the broken Nova Kakhovka Dam inundated most of the front line in the Kherson region. Widespread flooding led the Ukrainian government to impose a state of emergency in the area. The governor of Kherson, as quoted by Tempo.co on June 8, said 600 square kilometers of Kherson area was underwater, most of it was the Russian-occupied side of the river, and nearly 2,000 people were displaced. It is not yet clear who was responsible for the explosion. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of blowing up the Nova Kakhovka Dam. Russia accused Ukraine on Tuesday of sabotaging the dam to cut off Crimea's main water source and distract from a retaliatory strike against Russian troops. Meanwhile, Ukraine said Russia committed a war crime deliberately by attacking the Novokarkovka Dam, which was built in the Soviet era. To prove this mutual accusation, the president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, proposed that a commission be formed to investigate the breakdown of the dam, inspired phone calls to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin. He proposed the creation of an international commission consisting of experts from the warring parties, the United Nations, and the international community to deal with the attack on the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine. Although the perpetrators are not yet clear, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure. This, of course, must be paid attention to by Russia and Ukraine. According to the International Humanitarian Law Act, even in war, attacks on civilian and civilian infrastructures or objects are not allowed because they function as a support for human life. Civilian objects are protected because their use is not for war but for human life. The Russian and Ukrainian parties, as members of the international community, are obliged to comply with international humanitarian law. Any country, including Russia and Ukraine, must take an active part in the enforcement of international humanitarian law. If Russia and Ukraine do not comply with international humanitarian law, then the United Nations needs to take steps to force the two disputing countries to do so. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with June the 9th, 1921, the theories of Albert Einstein's physics published. Albert Einstein published the theory of quantum physics in the journal Annalen der Physik on June the 9th, 1921. It consists of three theories of physics concerning atoms, light, and the nature of space-time. He published it without doing a trial. Yet, for this analysis, Albert Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics. Albert Einstein is considered as a discoverer of the theory of quantum physics because he described light as quanta in his theory of the photoelectric effect. Next in Today in History is taken from 2002, the Philippines-China officially established Friendship Day. Filipino-Chinese Friendship Day is annually observed on June the 9th. This day commemorates the cordial relationship between the Philippines and China. It coincides with the day of official diplomatic relations established between the Philippines. Ulang-ulang dari atas. It coincides with the day official diplomatic relations were established between the Philippines and China on June the 9th, 1975. In 2002, Filipino-Chinese Friendship Day was established by Proclamation No. 148, which was signed by President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo from Philippines. Both nations share a great deal of history, tradition, and culture. On this day, every Filipino and Chinese citizen, whether in the country or abroad, is encouraged to strengthen ties with their counterparts. I'll end Today in History with Golkar won the 1992 Indonesia's general election. The 1992 general election for the People's Representatives Council and Regional People's Representative Council in Indonesia was held simultaneously on June the 9th, 1992, to elect members of the People's Representatives Council, or the House of Representatives, as well as members of the Regional People's Consultative Council throughout Indonesia for the 1992-1997 period. The 1992 general election was the fifth election during the New Order era and the sixth of Indonesia's history since independence. The result of the 1992 election was still won by the government party Golkar, even though the number of votes decreased slightly. Meanwhile, other participants were PPP and PDI. That was Today in History.
Ini oh. sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih, tak ada yang lebih perih, tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is My Indonesia. The title for today's edition is Investment Minister Invites Dubai to Invest in Indonesia. The Indonesian Investment Minister and Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, had Bahlil Hadaria invited Dubai investors to invest in Indonesia. Bahlil said Indonesia is a market with the best future in Southeast Asia. The minister made the statement when attending the inauguration ceremony of Dubai International Chamber's International Representation Office in Jakarta. When attending the inauguration ceremony of Dubai International Chamber's International Representation Office in Jakarta, on the occasion, Minister Bahlil stated Indonesia as a good market can be seen from its ever-increasing gross domestic products or GDP. Indonesia is also getting the demographic bonus in 2035, aiming to be a country with the fourth or fifth biggest GDP in the world. Bahlil conveyed currently Indonesia is a Southeast Asian country in the G20 with the biggest GDP. The Indonesian middle class also grows up to 102 million people, making the country a prospective market. Referring to the investment data in Indonesia during 2022, the Indonesian investment value outside the upstream oil and gas sector and the financial sector was $83 billion. Some 54% of the total investment is foreign direct investment. The biggest investor to Indonesia is still Singapore, China, Hong Kong, Japan, and Malaysia, while the United Arab Emirates is not the top 10. Bahlil believes Singapore is an investment hub because most of the investment is coming from other countries, including Dubai. To attract the United Arab Emirates investors, Bahlil even guaranteed that the licensing and investment process will be made easy and investors just need to bring their technology and capital. A good cooperation and collaboration between Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates is believed to make the two as a new players in the world and in the future. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Sisa
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is about Sidowarno Tourism Village. Listener, traveling to Central Java, precisely in the Wonosari sub-district, Klaten Regency, there is the tourism village of Sidowarno that you have to visit. This tourism village is very interesting to visit because it has historical heritage in the form of shadow puppets with characteristics made of buffalo skin. Wayang kulit is a cultural symbol and is part of 10 Indonesian cultural heritage that are recognized by the world. Wayang kulit has been designated as an admirable cultural work in the field of narrative stories, as well as beautiful and valuable cultural heritage, intangible heritage of humanity by UNESCO since November 7th, 2023. Listener, some of the Sidowarno people are shadow puppet craftsmen whose skills have been passed down from generation to generation since the 1950s. Shadow puppet craftsmen in Sidowarno village are now in their third generation. In 2020, the Klaten Regency Administration Government designated Sidowarno village as a puppet tourism village. Now, the village of Sidowarno not only introduces traditional wayang kulit making, but also offers educational and cultural tours. Visiting Regency, you are invited to get to know wayang culture as a whole, including games with wayang media. Listener, if you want to go around the village, you can try O-Trans or Transportation Ojek. Initially, you will gather at Joglo Omah Wayang, Duku Butuh area. Afterwards, the manager will provide treats in the form of herbal carrying drinks and village-style food. Furthermore, you can witness traditional dance performances such as Punakawan dance. Next, you will be invited to ride a pedicab or ontel to enjoy the atmosphere of Sidowarno village. This tourism village is also equipped with supporting facilities such as a large parking area, public bathrooms, homestays, and serving village special dishes. And that's Indonesian Wonder.
Lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
VOI listener, Merangin Geopark in Jambi, Indonesia is officially a part of the UNESCO Global Geopark, a network of UNESCO that recognizes geological heritage that has international significance. This decision referred to the results of the 216th UNESCO Executive Council meeting in Paris, France, at the end of May. Jambi Governor Al Haris explained the geopark is a natural park in which some 300 million years old fossil fractures were found. Berangin Geopark has lowlands to the east and highlands to the west. The highest peak is the 2,900 meters above the sea, Mount Masurai. Besides being famous for a plant fossil called Jambi Flora, Berangin Geopark is also well known for its karst landscape, which was formed during the Mesozoic era, around 525 to 66 million years ago. Besides Merangin Geopark, some other geoparks from Indonesia just joined the UGG or UNESCO Global Geopark Network are Maros Pangkep in South Sulawesi, Ijen in East Java, and Raja Ampat in West Papua. Before being declared a World Heritage, Merangin Geopark had gone through a long process since 2012. In 2014, the new Merangin Geopark was recognized nationally, and then proposed to the Global Geopark Network. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh, cintaku, Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya, bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta, cinta yang tulus, yang mengajarkan bijaksana dalam memaknai hati ini.
Oh, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voiceofindonesia@voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pendengar, kali ini saya hadirkan sebuah lagu dari Sulawesi Utara berjudul Si Patokaan. Lagu Si Patokaan menceritakan kecemasan seorang ibu terhadap anaknya yang sudah dewasa dan akan pergi merantau mencari nafkah. Si Patokaan dalam bahasa Minahasa digunakan untuk panggilan kepada anak. Secara umum, lagu ini memberikan sebuah pesan meskipun sang ibu cukup berat melepas anaknya ke tempat jauh, namun tetap harus merelakan. Doa yang dipanjatkan merupakan tanda bahwa kasih sayang seorang ibu tiada batas meskipun hatinya sedih. Baiklah pendengar, inilah Ivan Suwadi dan Putri Reski dengan lagu Si Patokaan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti.
aku cinta. Aku cinta. Aku cinta. Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Tapi jika ada kemungkinannya, aku mau. Yeah. Oh. Aku mau. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Mungkin aku terlalu tinggi untuk berharap pada mimpi yang belum tentu bisa terungkap. Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, yeah, ingin aku ada di sana, ada di sana, di sana.
Aku mau.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.